listener.
G'day, legends, and welcome to another RIP episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week, we continue to discuss all things fart sound effects. Will they be wet or will they be dry? Stay tuned to find out.
Okay, and welcome to part two of the Auntie Donna podcast.
That one went down my throat.
When we last talked, we left you on a cliffhanger, which was an intense sound.
Play it again.
Should we just?
I want
that.
I want to make a rule. Let's not play that again.
Unless we unless we say play it again.
Huh?
Unless we say play it again.
Yeah, but I think people have heard that enough.
Heard what?
What we just Mark.
Right in.
Mark.
Right in.
It's Mark. Okay. We gotta stop playing. That's a sick man.
Here's what
or
I
a sick
think.
Woman.
I think there's potentially, and tell me if I'm wrong, Oscar. Is there a beat of silence at the start of that track?
I'll play it one sec.
No. Oh yeah, no. So as soon as you hit it,
hard.
It does.
It's
hard.
A cold start.
It's a hard in.
All right, we're reviewing farts. That's the context.
Can I ask, firstly, numbering system? What number is this? Is it fart number 5?
No.
Should we just give context what we're doing? We're categorizing
and shortlisting for further use.
For further use, fart sounds. Is this fart 5? It's the fifth
no.
we've listened
I've,
to.
I've got something to throw out there.
Do you want to make it fart 5? It's not 5 in my list, but I can make it fart 5.
I'd barely.
You'd barely call it a fart.
I think a fart is an element to this sound.
It's a soundscape.
What we're hearing is the cascade of loose, wet shit fall out of someone's arsehole into a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
The microphone is not near the asshole here. The microphone is in the bowl.
Yeah, the bowl is working as a
we're
sort of
barely
amplification
capturing,
device.
We're barely capturing the fart. One more time.
No, please.
I hear more water. I hear more liquid shit hitting the water.
So, Mark.
I hear the echo of the bowl. The fart is but one part of this, and I would hesitate to even.
Are
I
you
can't
proposing we don't even categorize this as a fart sound?
Is he get it stricken from the record?
Yeah.
Every time I
we can do another series called Wet Shits.
Maybe we go through a
and
wet
that's
shit.
A different exploratory.
This one has genuinely upset me.
Mm. And probably our audience, and I want to apologize on behalf of us for it.
Oh.
And I'm glad we never made the mistake to define this as a fart.
I don't know why. So. I don't know why. I briefly said it earlier, but whenever I hear it, I see it going down my throat.
No, it's not 5. We're striking it.
I think it's the fifth we've heard. It has to be.
But it's not a fart.
Zach, it's the fifth we've heard.
But it doesn't. I understand what you're saying, Broden, but if we're not counting it as a fart, I think it's one of a new list of wet shit
all right.
sounds.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? This is a new category.
Do I number it?
I think it's on the list of farts that we have. I think it is the next fart sound.
It is a fart sound.
But doesn't make the short list.
So you think it is a fart sound?
I think it's in the selection of fart sounds we've been given. Is it a fart sound? No.
So for the
but it is in the list of fart sounds and therefore we must treat it as such. It has to be treated with the same respect as 4 fart 2 or 3 fart 1.
So my issue, Mark, here is if we number it, it's there. It's set because we can't undo it. As soon as we go to 6, 5, that is now number 5.
Yeah.
So
what changes in your life if that happens?
What changes? Yeah.
How does this affect your day-to-day? Why is this a point?
If I can be like real here, if
go.
I can be, if you're asking,
I can't wait to hear
question,
it.
I worry that if we let this in as a fart sound, I can't say in what way, I can't say in what sort of space. I worry
that it will lead to it being played again.
I reject your hypothesis.
I just worry that if it's there, we're going to have to, maybe we'll do an episode down the line where we run through all of them again. And I never want to hear that sound again. Mark.
Which sound?
This one.
Okay, so I think we've landed. Does anyone want to? Oh, Jesus Christ. Does anyone want to know the name of it? Any guesses?
Do I need to give it a subtitle if it is Fart 5?
No, it's. I can. No. I don't think you need to, unless you've written one.
No, but I just feel like if it's Fart 5, I've got
it.
Like,
I think you're going to like the name of it.
Yeah.
Is it like 34-year-old man in the morning?
Why wouldn't it be called that?
I don't know.
How old are you?
Doesn't matter.
All right. It's called fartgrossjuicy.wav.
Juicy. Juicy. I like that. That is a very good. Juicy is my favorite flavor palette.
No. No.
It is. I love juicy.
Yeah,
I love,
okay,
that's
great.
Why I love pineapple. Pineapple is very juicy. You know?
I do love juicy.
I have given it a subtitle.
Yeah.
Called it Toilet Bowl Enhanced Fart and Wet Shit Narrative Sound.
Narrative.
Yeah, I feel like it tells a story.
It does tell a story. It does.
It tells a story. We're not in a moment. This is not like
a photograph for you.
Yeah, this isn't a photograph. This isn't a particle. This is a wave of shit.
That's the kind of shit you, if you've got guests over your house or a guest that maybe you don't know very well, this is the kind of shit you're avoiding. This is the worst case scenario because them hearing this. If you've got someone, and I've been in this situation.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there, yeah.
That's why I have a little speaker in my bathroom.
Ah, clever.
If I feel like this is happening.
Put a nice song on.
Which is more obvious, yeah.
But it's still, yeah.
But it's better than hearing the juicy wet. What's it called?
Can I just do a little shout out to the listeners?
Fivefatgrossjuicy.wav.
Five?
Yeah.
Five. We put the number before the time.
Just let Mark. Me have
that, Mark. Let me have that. So if you are listening and maybe you're a bit of an amateur fart sound enthusiast, we've now discovered the first wet shit sound. That is one fart gross juicy wav in the wet shit categorization. I personally don't feel the need to make an episode about wet shits, but maybe someone at home might want to do that.
Yeah.
So that's, you know.
You don't have
young,
our blessing.
Yeah, no. You have our blessing. Yes, Mark?
You have our blessing. Send it in. We'll just put it on as an episode 1 week.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll monetize it and make money. All right.
Six. Should we move on to six?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear number six.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Again.
I like it.
Again. Oh, yeah. Oh, give it to me again. Oh.
Mm.
I don't want it to stop.
Do you know what comes to my head? Boring.
Boring?
Mm.
It's not, doesn't make me laugh.
Can I hear it one more time? I'm so sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, maybe, I'm trying to think of the scenario where this one would make me laugh.
I'm so sorry. Is it possible to hear it three times in a row?
Just tell me, is there a beat of silence at the end of the track there, Oscar, or are you pausing?
Yeah, there's a few seconds at the end of that, which is just dead silence.
That's a shame.
Mm.
Loses points for you?
It does a little because I would like to hear that quick succession.
Mm. 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 Mm.
It's I see a wide gaping hole.
Okay.
When I hear that one. Am I wrong here?
No, I think that's
I see a wide
much.
Hole but a tight cheek.
There's too much of a the reason. Oh, okay, yeah, because I think when you say wide hole without the context of tight cheek, there's quite a robust timbre to this fart.
Yeah, it has a depth.
That makes me think there has to be something for the sound to echo. I think it's more of a mid looseness of hole.
It makes me think of a well covered in a tarp.
Yeah. See, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying there?
Would you like to hear
Do
my
you
subtitle?
See what I'm saying there?
No, I don't.
Think of a well.
Think of a well.
Can I ask, we've only got two on the shortlist so far. Is anyone putting that on their shortlist?
I actually might do, yeah.
Oh, but Fart 2, sorry, that has to be for me. I'm putting that on the shortlist.
Fart 2 is absolutely on the shortlist.
Four Fart 2.
And three Fart 1.
I think here's why I would put it in contention for the shortlist. And unless there is a better short fart sound, it's the shortest of the fart sounds. I think it could serve a purpose. It has a short...
Can we get a fact check on that, Oscar? Is this the shortest of the fart sounds, including the beat of silence?
So far.
There are shorter.
But so far?
So far, let me just quickly...
But if there are shorter, then it doesn't need to go on the short list.
It is the shortest so far, that's correct.
So
is that including if you were to break up one fart, the short...
Well, semantics.
The 13.
You know. Yeah, let's break up.
No, that's not semantics.
I'd have to go through them in detail.
Yeah.
I couldn't confirm.
But, Mark, I loved the first of the five fart sounds in number one.
I'm just wondering if that is shorter.
I thought we discounted it because
this,
we took the whole package. Because if what you're proposing is we can just have the first fart of five fart sounds, then sure. Great, yes.
It's the only fart that I thought was potentially shorter than this one.
Do you want that in the list? Because I think it's long. It's five fart sounds.
But so we're not allowed to break it up?
No.
Okay, then.
Okay, there's a bit of tension in the room. Well, let's take a break. We'll go to these ads and we'll be back. Welcome back. Let's play the next fart.
Oh, well, before we do, I don't know the title of that fart. Oh, we don't have a subtitle. Haven't decided if it's shortlisted.
But that was short.
That was short. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, that was what I was going to say. I wouldn't shortlist it, but I'd put a flag in once we've been through all of them.
Okay, right.
And my subtitle, just quickly, is short, moist, plosive fart with a sharp cutout is for number six.
Great. And then we've moved on to?
Number seven.
That was called fart three, by the way. Well, I think I told you that.
So six, that was fart three.
Six fart three.
Six fart three.
And now number seven. Let's play that again. There it is. And again.
Oh. Fun.
Classic.
Fun. Yeah, classic fun fart.
Full of beans.
Like a little horn.
I would call it full of beans.
One more time.
Bah.
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 Nope.
Tight, bah. Tight hole.
Super tight hole. Tight cheeks.
Not too tight, though.
Not
tight hole, but enough to let that sound really go. What's that?
Not smelly, this one.
No.
Just a little. Bah.
Bah.
Then you know I'm here. Quite musical. A toot. I would refer this to as a toot.
Here's what I would say, though.
This is a toot. Would you agree this is a toot?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. What I would say, though, still hasn't put six out of contention because six has a lower timbre.
Six fart three.
Can I hear six fart three again, Oscar?
Now we seem to be having some troubles
here.
Oh, no. Can you just, what was the name of that one again?
We need six fart three.
Well, just fart three.
Fart three.
And then seven fart four. Again?
They serve different purposes.
Can you play each of them three times but oscillate between them?
Mm-hmm.
So go the low timbre. Yep. No, stop.
Oh, sorry.
What I want. Oscar, no. Please listen. What I want is the low timbre. Then the high timbre, low, high,
low,
high.
And just the technical version of what he's just said is six fart three, seven fart four. Six fart three, seven fart four. Six fart three, seven fart four.
Yeah.
Nice dance there.
It is a beautiful dance.
Do you know what I think of? Britain's Got Talent. Harry Styles comes in. Eh. Zayn comes in. Eh. Three others come in.
Eh.
Hang on. Hang on.
Hang on.
Put them all together.
Make them go in
That's why
one
I
direction.
Wasn't discounting six, you know.
Is that why they're called that?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're going in one direction. I call seven just...
What do you mean? What? What do you mean they're going in one direction?
They're going in one... They used to be going against each other. They were going like... In five different directions.
You don't know that.
Towards each other.
You don't know that.
Simon Cowell says it on the show. He said it on the show.
He said, walking in different directions.
I'm seeing five. He said, I'm seeing five little boys going in five different directions. No. From now on, you go in one direction. And that wasn't the name of the group originally. It was originally five little boys. That didn't catch on. But the fact that he kept saying they were going in one direction did catch on. It wasn't their official name until the third album.
I have a feeling that the confidence and the
yeah,
with the slightest Google would just completely ruined.
So no, but this is the thing. They Simon Cowell is a very wealthy guy. He's not just a host, he's also the producer. He owns record companies. He paid off Google to change the information. He paid off Wikipedia. That's how they can afford to do Wikipedia without advertising, is Simon Cowell donations, to make you think they've always been One Direction, but they haven't been.
I would have just
look it up. Look it up.
Yeah. I would have called them Google Maps.
Google Maps.
That would have sorted
the group.
Out. I mean, if they're going in different directions.
I worry, Mark, that the SEO on Google Maps would be quite bad. If someone was a fan of Google Maps and Googled them, they would you. It would be many pages before you get the band, because you'd get a lot of maps.
But if the issue was, all I'm saying is, if the issue was they were going in different directions, you want them to go in the same, Google Maps.
For me?
But I would say, though, can I just, that, the reason I brought up.
Which is a name I've pitched before to you guys in private, Grape Egg.
Stop bringing up Grape Why Egg to grape, us.
Is it because grapes look like an egg?
Grape Egg.
It's a nice name for something.
Name.
Do you want to, now, for the record, Mark has pitched renaming Auntie Donna, our comedy group, to Grape Egg. Grape Egg.
Grape Egg.
Grape.
Grape egg. As in the fruit from which wine comes.
Mm-hmm. Or, and just grapes.
As in. Egg.
Grape egg.
What I'm trying to say is I think that Six Fart Three and our new friend together are great.
Yeah, absolutely.
They complement each other.
It also talks to what Six has. Six might not be the shortest, but it is the only one so far in the short category that has that deep timbre. And it's a rare need. Usually with a deep timbred fart, you want a mid-length. Usually, if I want a deep timbre, I also want a mid-length. From time to time, for efficiency's sake, I think we might need Six. Put Six on the short list for me.
Gun to your head, you have to pick between five or six right now.
Five
There's
or six?
A gun to your head.
Which one's five?
Five. Four.
Fart gross juicy.
Three.
Five is
two.
Six. What? Six.
Sorry.
I don't like five. You farted.
I farted? I'm going to put the gun away.
Five is fart gross juicy.
Six or seven? Because five is the wet shit one.
No, yeah. I did mean six or seven.
You put the gun to my head.
It's an easy choice.
You need to understand it, Mark. You put a gun to my head.
Yeah.
With an A, an easy choice, and B, before you were clear on the question.
Yeah.
You could have killed him.
I know. I could have killed you. I'm so sorry. The gun was not loaded, just so you know.
I didn't know that.
The point I was trying to make.
Yeah.
Is that I have faith that we will find a fart with a deeper timbre that is better.
And if we do,
than
Mark,
sound six.
Here's the beauty of science. If we do, six is off the list.
That's why I love science.
Six is off the list.
Let's do
but
the
only
next
if we do.
Six sound. Fart three.
So what, seven, seven, which I like to call short, tight, hole, toot, fart, sharp, cut out. Which
I love that.
It's called fart four.
But seven fart four, short, tight, hole, fart. Short, tight, hole, toot, fart, sharp, cutout is definitely on the list for me.
Wow. Great.
It's so nice. That would be a great sound effect for if you were punching someone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I get it. I love the toot of it all, you know? It's the tootiest fart we've gotten so far.
Pardon?
It's the tootiest fart we've gotten so far.
It is the tootiest.
All right.
There it is. Again.
And let's hop over to number eight. Wow.
It's squeaky. Wow. That is the tightest hole I've ever heard.
That is fantastic.
A tight hole. I would even hesitate to say there were cheeks even there based on the sound of that.
All hole, no cheek. I don't even know if that's a realistic fart. Can a fart make that sound? I mean, the folds of the skin, oh, I love it. Wow, I think this is in contender for my favorite all-time fart.
No. There's so few.
Do you, when you're having toast, say, I love pizza?
I need you to elaborate on the point you're trying to make.
I'm just asking.
When I'm having toast, I do really like pizza.
The fuck are you talking
about?
Yeah,
what the
about?
Fuck?
Where the fuck is this going?
What the fuck?
Go, let him go. Let him go.
Yeah.
When you're having toast, do you sometimes say, I love pizza? What the fuck?
What the possibly fuck are you trying to get at, man?
Can't, I want to fucking hear where this is going. What the fuck?
They're both breads,
what
right?
The fuck? No.
Yeah.
They're both breads.
Pizza's bread.
I mean,
yeah. Do you know pizza comes from pita? I think I've said that on this podcast.
What I'm trying to say is, if you make that your favorite fart, I don't think you like farts, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Did I ever say
so
I
so are
like
you
farts?
Saying if you like toast, you don't like pizza?
No, if we're talking about toast and you say my favorite toast is pizza.
No one says their favorite toast is
pizza. That's
what
I'm saying.
Pizza.
That's what I'm saying.
But this is a fart.
But it's not a mainstream fart.
But toast isn't a mainstream pizza.
But toast is, I'm talking about different types of toast. French toast.
No, you're talking about pizza. What?
And was the question.
When I started talking, I was looking at you and Mark was really quiet. And I looked over and he was just looking at me so angrily and confused. He was loading up. He was loading up.
I'm
it
struggling.
Certainly wasn't the gotcha you thought it was.
Eight. It's called eight. What do we want to call it?
I'm just struggling to track the metaphor here with
forget
the toast
it.
And
forget
the
it.
I can't move on.
Let me move
toast,
on.
Toast. Do you think toast is pizza? Or do you think it's a kind
think,
of pizza
I think
because
cousins.
You put shit
think,
on top of
I
it?
I think they're cousins.
They're cousins? In what way?
They're breads that are oven, like toasted.
So if I take a pizza, I just put another pizza upside down on top of it. Is that a sandwich?
No,
is
it's
that
a
the cousin of a sandwich?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not.
But also...
no, it's not. It's two pizzas.
Also,
you've
come at me saying that pizza is not toast, and the bulk of this argument, you've been defending the toastiness of pizza.
I'm just saying that this is a peripheral fart.
Yeah, but question
toast
was
isn't
not... Okay, I've got to leave him on this toast.
Why is toast isn't a peripheral pizza?
They're in the same world. Soup is not in the same world as toast and pizza.
What? Yeah, of course. Pizza is... What?
If you're allowing me to define pizza as a toast, then yes, pizza is my favourite kind of toast. If not...
That's what I'm saying. Is do we call this a... I'm just talking about mainstream versus peripheral.
The question...
It's like when who's your favourite Power Ranger? Oh, the white one with the gold on it, right?
Yeah, but Broden...
That's not the five Power Rangers.
The white Ranger.
I did not say...
Oh, you got to say pink, red... Blue.
Do you don't. No, Tommy's fantastic. It's once Tommy was.
No, but it's not the five. Not the five.
I didn't say.
Who's your favorite Avenger? Super Duck, or whatever he is.
Duck?
Well, he was never a member of the.
Yes, he was. He was there in the final battle against.
But they're not all Avengers.
They are. He says Avengers Assemble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the duck's there. Yeah. But I think in the end game, when he's saying Avengers Assemble, he's not saying every member of the Wakanda army is a fucking
they
Avenger.
They are. That's what he's saying.
No, no. It's more he's just kind of saying.
We've talked to the VP of Marvel. We could ask him.
He's just kind of. It's
in that
it's,
moment.
It's he's being verbose. He's like,
could I ask
yes, you're all Avengers to fight, but they're not all meeting in the room.
And that is what I'm saying about this fart. It is a fart, but it is not a classic mainstream fart.
But what are you saying about toast?
I don't want to talk about the toast pizza thing anymore. All right?
I appreciate you defending me, but I can talk for myself.
I'm happy to let it go.
I need to defend myself. I didn't say that it was the most effective fart. I didn't say it was the fart we would use the most. I didn't say it was the most workmanlike fart. I didn't say it was the fart that is most evocative of a fart sound. I am on the record as saying some of the more usable, regular farts are boring to me. I said that it was my favorite fart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why not talk to the classics, I guess?
Can I hear it again?
Come on.
It's
like a pizza to a toast.
Because that could be, if I heard that and I was out of context, say, I mean, out of the context of a fart ranking podcast, if I heard that sound, I couldn't guarantee it was a fart.
Balloon.
Do you know what I'm going to say? Do you know what I'm going to say to this,
balloon.
Boys?
Balloon on us.
Can I just say one thing to this?
Balloon on us.
It sounds like a balloon in the middle of ass cheeks being pulled.
Can
up.
I say something?
Why?
Can I just say one thing? I just want to say one thing. Just let me say one thing.
Yeah.
Let me say one thing. There was someone in this group. There was someone in this group.
Broden.
That earlier
Broden.
Tried to discount some of the fart sounds we heard.
It was Broden.
There was someone in this group that tried to discount a wet shit sound Broden? And say it wasn't a fart sound at all.
Did Broden do that?
Now, that person was challenged was and said, oh, what could possibly go wrong? Well, here's what happens, Mark. We're counting them all as farts. This is a fart. Sorry, buddy. I didn't make the rules. You did.
I don't. I have no idea.
Are we shortlisting that?
I call this one Titus Toot.
It's called Fart 5, and it's being shortlisted. Zach, I imagine your favorite fart. You don't want to shortlist
it? I don't know how usable it is.
I think it'd be very...
Oh,
there it is. Good
though. No, it's shortlisted. Here we go. Now, number 9.
It makes... Oh, play that again.
Mark's sitting up in his chair.
Well, I like a little squelch here. So if this one had a name, it would be called Aaron Squelch.
Can I
this
describe?
This is Zach is feverishly scribbling his thoughts.
So because I'm really struggling to describe the sound, Mark, you're a lot better at describing the shape of a sound.
Do it again. Do it again for me, Sam.
So here's what I'm going to say. Can I just tell you visual I'm seeing?
Mark? For any one of our Patreon listeners, Mark is dancing.
It has a sort of... The shape of it isn't round. A lot of the other ones sort of have a roundness to it. This one is quite, it's spiky, although a wet sound.
Can I tell you the shape I'm seeing and then you use that to describe
I'm
going to
draw
it.
The shape that I see.
I'm seeing an hourglass, right? A sharp angular hourglass.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Turned on its side.
Wow. You've driven your dress.
I've drawn it. It's like a bow tie almost. It's high, like it's most, it goes in, and then it's most again.
Passes rare through the for eye a
fart,
of a needle.
Almost the inverse of most fart sounds.
Mm.
Most fart sounds peak in the middle, and then go. This one starts on a peak, fades, comes back on a peak. Is this correct?
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'd love to hear it again and just
go again.
It sounds to me like a fart.
For me, it has a burst, and then it has
you're right.
It has a sharp burst.
I didn't hear
the
start.
And then it has sort of like, well, I drew what I saw, and then I realized it looks like a single sperm has been bashed in the head and sort of squashed on the ground.
You get a shot of that for the camera.
But that's sort of what I see.
That's your picture.
That's my pit. That's what I see when I, and the color that I see is brown. That's what I see when I hear that sound.
Wow. There it is.
Oh, okay. I just did it at the same time. Did you see that?
Yeah,
Jinx, buy me a fart.
What's an incline? Is incline up?
Yeah.
Or down?
Can be up or down?
Oh, it will be a decline.
Mm.
Oh, sharp incline.
You can have a decline in your incline, though.
Wet fart.
How do we feel about that one, guys? Short I love that. Fart.
I really like that. I really like that.
What are we calling that?
Again, it's not comical. For me, this is a disgusting one. This one sits in the category of, I don't want to hear that again.
Yeah.
Can I hear that again? There it is. I would love to shortlist this.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm also just as happy to not have it on the list.
9 fart 6.
That's fart 6.
And that's 8 fart 5.
Do you want my subtitle for this one?
Please.
I've called it wet short fart that opens with a sharp incline and short viscous fade out.
You love viscous.
But have I used it so far?
No, it's one of your favourite words.
I do use it a lot, yeah. Viscous. It's evocative.
Carry on. I'm happy to just put on the short list and move on.
I don't need to.
Number 10.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
That one sounds like it's happening in the distance. That one has a...
Floorboards.
This is the least immediate fart I've heard.
Immediate?
Yeah, like the other ones have an immediacy to them, you know. See what's happening?
Earlier, Mark.
See what's happening?
Earlier, you talked about a well with a tarp. What I want to say to you, this is a well with some wooden planks.
Mm.
This is the first fart where we're hearing the sound of the fart hit a solid object. And it's more the vibrations of the solid object than the fart itself.
This is the only one I'm not convinced someone in the room did it. I'm like, did that happen over there? Has this happened a distance away?
You call it far away fart.
Yeah, it could be the man hiding in the walls. And this is what gives them away. I'm thinking of a scenario in which you would use this
like
fart.
Matrix, instead of the dust making the man cough in the walls in the Matrix,
which he did on fucking purpose, by the way.
Yeah, Ralph Cifaretto.
Yeah,
Cypher.
You fucking did that on purpose.
Imagine if you farted on purpose.
Mm. It would sound like this. And then the agents would be like.
So.
Okay, Zach has got his description ready for us.
Remnants of fart heard only through the vibrations of solid object pressed against buttock.
I don't agree with remnants.
What do you mean? Well, maybe I'm not being clear enough with the language. Well, I don't think we're hearing the fart.
Now I just realized I don't know what remnants mean.
I don't think we're hearing the fart.
What does it mean?
What I'm trying to say is we're not hearing the fart. We're hearing something else. We're hearing the vibrations. Hearing the
I think we're hearing the fart. I think I think the sound is muffled.
Yeah.
I think there is a.
Yeah. No.
There is a barrier.
Yeah.
Between, you know, this is the.
I think there's a disagreement.
The previous farts were Radiohead's In Rainbows, what's often referred to as their most immediate album. This is their Amnesiacal King of Limbs. Not as immediate. Just as easy to fall in love with. Takes a little longer. Sorry, can we hear that again? Yeah.
I'm getting pretty tired.
All right, I've renamed it.
I'm pretty tired.
You're pretty over. I'm profoundly over. So I've renamed it. Vibrations of solid object pressed against buttock. The vibrations are caused by fart.
That I love. That I agree with. Yeah.
Is that a short list? For me, it's an. No, I don't like it.
It's a terrible fart.
I think if we don't put this on the fucking short list, we're going to find ourselves in a scenario which is the exact kind of sound that we need, and we won't.
It's a specialty fart.
And we fucking won't.
When are we going to need the vibrations of a floorboard?
It's not necessarily a floorboard. It's anytime someone is hiding and it gives them away, or they're in the distance. They're walking away. We say, get out of here.
Yeah.
And then they've walked a little bit.
Sorry. It's especially.
Having said that, it doesn't get my vote.
Should we do a speed round?
No, I think we could save these for down the track.
If this episode is popular enough, we bring it back.
Yeah.
But I do want to get to them.
Yeah. No, they're not going anywhere.
This episode won't be popular enough.
We'll see. We'll see what people say. But I think I've reached my capacity.
Ah. I hit my capacity 3 farts.
I know in other episodes I've talked about how a burp is just a fart from the mouth.
Mm.
Do you think it is possible to swallow a fart?
Yeah.
And then a burp comes out later. Well, and it's the same gas?
I don't want to think about that.
Can I ask you a question, Mark? What is a fart? Is a fart the gas? Or is it the act of the gas escaping?
What? We should get a scientist.
What is a fart?
We should get a scientist.
Is a fart, or is it both? Is a fart the gas itself,
can you write down
or is
questions
it the
for a doctor?
Verb mm-hmm. of the gas escaping?
So we want, what is a gooch? And then what is a fart?
What is a fart? And specifically, is what a fart is the a gas?
Gooch.
Or is it the act of the gas escaping? Or is it both? Well, does one fart a fart?
The gas is methane.
Methane?
Methane.
So
is the name of the gas, of the type of gas. So
is
fart
it the act,
is
though?
Methane escaping from the hole.
So if you were to swallow the fart, right, and then burp it.
I don't mean swallow it in the mouth, swallow it in the ass.
But then you would swallow it and then burp it, was your question.
I'm asking, if you swallow a fart in the ass, does it travel through your tummy?
Yeah.
And then come out as a
but
burp.
But my question is more fundamental than that, Mark. Even if it's methane from a fart, okay, when it comes out as a burp, is it still a fart? Or is it just the remnants of a fart?
I think it becomes a burp. I think where the gas comes out. But here's my question.
Yeah.
If you swallow that fart,
yeah,
goes through your colon, colon's full of shit.
Uh-huh.
Does it keep the smell when it comes out of your mouth, or does it lose?
This is a question for a doctor.
This is a question for a doctor.
And it's on our list of
can
questions.
I say, you know, it's not always we do serious podcasts. We all have very different worldviews, very different opinions. This could have been a really tough one.
Mm.
But I think we really listened
to the farts.
We really responded. We really talked. And I just got so much out of these two podcasts. I've really learned a lot. And I just want to thank you all for coming to the table and engaging in positive debate, which the world needs a hell of a lot more of.
I have some fart baits.
I was going to say, let's close it out with one more track that I've deliberately moved past because we wouldn't classify this as a fart. But it's in the world of fart. Play it now and we'll have a little chat and then we'll get out of here. This is in the list.
There's a little song happening. Happening here.
I love that. About timbre before.
Yeah, what a depth of tone.
Oh. Yes.
Tom did one of these, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, the little fart.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
I love it.
Ron Kelly.
Yeah.
Zachary Wayne.
Fart.
Mark.
Banano.
Fart.
Banano.
Fart. Banano.
No.
Oh, no.
No. That's just gross. Oh.
Oh, and it keeps going.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm starting to smell shit. Oh. Like, it does this to me.
And then the fade out. I love the 70s.
No, I think is it a fade?
He goes for 19 minutes.
All right, well, we should stop this.
No.
I don't think it's a fade out. I think it's just a lull in the. I think it's building to something.
Yeah, it gave me a second wind. That second wind is now gone.
We should. Do you know what we should do for a set? For the Sydney Musical Comedy Show?
Yeah.
Come out on stage. Just hold three microphones to our assholes and play this and don't move. Don't.
Okay, it's wrapping up now. I want some one-word reviews once
it's
finished.
Sick. I can taste it. Oscar? Oh, it was fun. Oscar, I think, was waiting for the perfect moment to cut it out and I really appreciate that.
No, that was the end of the
song. That was the end of the piece. Piece, my dear. A song features singing.
What the fuck?
If a musical piece does not feature singing, it is not a song, it is a piece.
It was just a track. The fuck are you talking about?
That was a piece or a track. It wasn't a song. For a song, features singing.
He's being semantics, you know, petty, I think.
Yeah.
It's like petty semantics, man.
It's like saying shade, black and white are shades, not colours.
I just had a music teacher say that
to
me.
Do you think I don't understand what he was doing?
No, I'm trying to explain to you and the...
I don't think you know what I'm doing.
All right, that's part one and two. And not the end.
No, we're going to gauge the reaction.
If one person says they liked it, that's enough for me.
That's enough.
And we get like... 400 fuckwits going, never again. They're the
ones that want it the most.
Yeah.
They do. They love it because that's engagement.
Silly boy, people are like, oh, no.
Don't do silly boy.
It's like, you know, like your mum says, I love you in the shopping center. How embarrassing. But deep down, you're like, my mum is showing me.
Your mum says she loves you?
In a shopping center. Exactly.
Oh.
That's the end of the episode. Still going.
Oh, that's good.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.